most discussion. Obviously, any votes we will take in open session, but is there anything that you would like to present in open session?
I believe not. The memos are self-explanatory for the items remaining, but I'm anticipating questions on, if not all of the remaining items, at least a majority of the remaining items, so I think it's easiest to go into closed session. Obviously, we'll come back into open session and take whatever action is appropriate. We can have discussion in open session if you need to following the closed session, but I think for now I would go into closed session for the remaining items.
Okay. Items 11 through 16 are noticed for a possible closed session to consult with counsel on litigation and settlement. And Supervisor Staskounis moves to go into closed session under provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.851G for the purpose of receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted with respect to pending or possible litigation with regard to those matters. At the conclusion of closed session, we would reconvene in open session to take any votes if necessary. It is the recommendation of Corp Counsel that we do so. Yes, if we could, before we take a vote on that, we'll read those items into the record so it's clear what items will be what items we may be discussing in closed session.
Item 11, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $17,729.30 to Irby Alexander's attorneys and reinstatement of Irby Alexander as a correctional officer at the House of Correction in settlement of Irby Alexander v. Milwaukee County et al. Eastern District Case Number 12-CV-0329. Number 12, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $21,000 to Milwaukee District Council 48's attorneys and other terms in settlement of a discrimination lawsuit against Milwaukee County in District Council 48, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, et al. V. Milwaukee County, Eastern District, Case Number 12-CV-0543. Item 13, from Corporation Counsel recommending a fund transfer from the Appropriation for Contingencies to the Election Commission and recommending payment in the amount of $38,000 to Burton & Mayer, Inc. in settlement of a disputed invoice. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. Item 4, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $40,000 to Percy Morgan and his attorneys in settlement of his personal injury claim in Milwaukee County, case number 12-CV-5229. Item 15, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $110,000 to Ray Calderon and or his attorney, Samster, Conkle, and Safran, SC, in settlement of Calderon v. Milwaukee County, Eastern District, case number 12-CV-1043. And item 16, from Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This item is also considered by the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grady, do you have a statement?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to reiterate that it is our advice and recommendation that these are appropriate for closed session, and also to note that under the litigation update, which is item 16, we always supply a list of cases. We do reserve the right, I think, and the board or the committee has the right to discuss any pending litigation before the county, but I do want to highlight that we are anticipating discussing two matters on that list. In particular, we will probably discuss more than that, but in particular, we will be discussing the O'Donnell Park litigation, which is item number 8 on the list, and the new item that we've added to the list, item number 18.
There was a revised list submitted, so number 18 was added, just in case anyone was an early downloader of the item. All right. With that, we do have a motion to go into closed session by Supervisor Staskounis.
On the motion to go into closed session, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskounis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to go into closed session is approved.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Grady, we're going to clear the room. Anyone who's not part of the item, I'll take...